Hallelujah. Glory be to the name of the Lord. We bless God for making it possible for us to see another day, the 10th day of the month of January, year 2022. It's a privilege to see today. We thank God for the gift of life. We thank God for His protection, His care over our lives. We appreciate the Lord. We want to say thank you, Jesus. 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 If you are joining us for the first time, this is High Voltage Prophetic and Prayer Program. The Lord has been using this program to do a lot, and God is going to use this program for you also in Jesus' name. Just what you need to do is to follow us as we begin to pray. You can get a bottle of oil if you have, or a bottle of water, because I'm going to pray on them. Follow us as we pray. You pray the prayer the way I'm going to pray. Pray with aggression. Pray with force. And things begin to happen in your life. The power of God will visit your foundation, and the Lord will deliver you in the name of Jesus Christ. I want you to sing and worship the Lord and appreciate the Lord and give Him glory and give Him honor. What manner of man is Jesus? Hallelujah. What manner of man is Jesus? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. What manner of man is Jesus? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Jehovah. What manner of man is Jesus? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, He walk upon the sea. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Jehovah. What manner of man is Jesus? Hallelujah. Oh, yeah. Oh, hallelujah, hallelujah, amen, Jehovah, hallelujah, hallelujah, amen. I come against every agenda of affliction. I command it to expire in the name of Jesus Christ. The evil power that is pursuing your destiny shall be buried alive in the name of Jesus Christ. Any power assigned to waste your divine opportunity shall be disgraced in the name of Jesus Christ. Listen to me. Where you have been rejected, you shall be accepted from today. From today, your star will become invisible in the eyes of those who want to capture your star to destroy it in the name of Jesus Christ. Every fountain of bitterness flowing against your life shall dry up in the name of Jesus Christ. Pray this prayer aggressively. Pray with power. Pray this prayer more than the prayer you have been praying so far. Let the anointing of God fall upon you. Say, every appointment with death be broken by fire in the name of Jesus. Every appointment with death be broken by fire, be broken by fire, be broken by fire. In Jesus' name, pray. There are people who have already gotten an appointment with the spirit of death, but that spirit of that appointment is broken today in Jesus' name. Every appointment with death be broken by fire in the name of Jesus. Every appointment with death be broken by fire in Jesus' name. Say, every evil garment taking me away from my destiny helpers, catch fire in the name of Jesus. Every evil garment taking me away from my destiny helpers, catch fire in the name of Jesus. Every evil garment taking me away from my destiny helpers, catch fire in Jesus' name. Say, every power assigned against my international breakthroughs, in the name of Jesus. Every power assigned against my international breakthrough, in the name of Jesus. Every power assigned against my international breakthrough, in Jesus' name we pray. Say, my stolen blessing, I recover you by fire in the name of Jesus. My stolen blessing, I recover you by fire in the name of Jesus. My stolen blessing, I recover you by fire. I recover you by fire in Jesus' name. Say, I shall laugh last, whether my enemy likes it or not, in the name of Jesus. I shall laugh last, whether my enemy likes it or not, in Jesus' mighty name we pray. This prayer I want you to pray now. You have to pray three times and pray very well. Look at every area of your life that is not moving very well. Look at the area of your life that you have been crying to the Lord to do something. Then you shout it like this. Say, every strong man attached, you mention that area. If it's marriage, finances, health, ministry, you see, every strong man attached to my earth, if it's health or ministry, every strong man, just mention that area, attached to my health, in the name of Jesus. Every strong man attached to my health, in the name of Jesus. Every strong man attached to my ministry, in the name of Jesus. Every strong man attached to my ministry, in the name of Jesus. Every strong man attached to my career, in Jesus' name we pray. Pray it again. Say, every strong man, mention that area, attached to my ministry, in the name of Jesus. Every strong man attached to my ministry, in the name of Jesus. Every strong man attached to my ministry, in Jesus' name. Pray. If your own is marriage, you have been trying to get settled, you could not get settled in marriage, pray. Say, every strong man attached to my marital settlement. Say it like that. In the name of Jesus. Every strong man attached to my marriage. In the name of Jesus. Every strong man attached to my marriage. In Jesus' name we pray. Yesterday I started talking about destiny deliverance. And I told you about the story of a young man called Jabez in 1 Chronicles chapter 4, verse 9 to 10. 1 Chronicles chapter 4, verse 9 to 10. You are going to see something deep in that place. You are going to see something deep in that place. God is going to open your eyes to see what had happened to this young man called Jabez. The Bible says Jabez was more honorable than his brethren. Jabez had been created by God to be higher than his brethren. Jabez had been created by God to be greater than his brethren. Jabez had been created by God to become a unique fellow in life. Jabez had been created by God to even be the one that all his brethren would depend upon. But something happened in the life of Jabez. Something happened and changed the destiny of Jabez. I'm praying for somebody now. Whatever had happened while you are leaving your family house that have changed your destiny. Whatever had happened while you are very small like a baby that have changed your destiny. Whatever had happened while you are living with grandmother or living with your grandfather or living with your uncle or living with anybody, and that's affected your destiny. Today, the Holy Ghost, Akaliposkia, shall go back to your root now and begin to redesign you. It will redesign you. It will redesign you. It will redesign you. In Jesus' name, pray. Look at 1 Chronicles chapter 4, verse 9 to 10. The Bible says, and Jabez was more honorable than his brethren. That happened to be the destiny of Jabez. That was the destiny of Jabez. Jabez was more honorable than his brethren. And his mother called his name Jabez, saying, because I bear him sorrow. Because I bear him sorrow. That condition of birth of Jabez affected the destiny of Jabez. Jabez was bare because Jabez was bare in sorrow. Listen very well. Look at verse 10. And Jabez called on the God of Israel. Today, I want you to call on the God of Israel. Call on the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Call on the God of heaven. Call on the God, the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. And Jabez called on the God of Israel, saying, oh, thou wouldest bless me indeed, and enlarge my cause, and thy hand might be with me, and that thou would keep me from evil, that it may not grieve me. And God granted him that which he requested. I see somebody hearing me today. God will grant your request. God will grant your prayers in the name of Jesus Christ. Your deliverance has begun already in the name of Jesus Christ. Your ego has been delivered. Your ego has been liberated. The power caging your ego, now they are going to release it in the name of Jesus Christ. I told you that the prayers for destiny deliverance, it is not a prayer for a gentle person. It is not gentle prayer. It's a primitive, hot, aggressive prayers. It's a prayer you must pray with only madness, only stubbornness, only aggressiveness. You have to pray with power. Why? Because God has a plan for your life, like I told you yesterday. And right now, you either be in that plan or you are outside the plan. Number 3 point, I stopped at number 2 yesterday. You are not an experiment. You are not an accident. Even if your mother was pregnant under the bridge, you were still not an experiment. You were still not an accident. Even if it's a one man that just raped your mother, no, you were still not an accident. God had a purpose for your destiny. Number 4, God knew who you were before your mother and your father ever brought you into the world. Before your mother and your father made themselves, God knew who you are. So you must understand that. Number 5, why you have to pray this prayer very aggressively. If you do not take hold of your destiny, if you do not guide and protect your destiny, You will lose it because the devil is also contending against that destiny. You must understand that. Number six, why you must pray all this prayer with aggression. There is a conspiracy. There is a battle. There is a conspiracy. There's a battle going on to steal your destiny. I'm going to repeat that statement. There is a conspiracy. There is a battle going on in the realm of the spirit to steal your destiny. Listen to me. That department in the realm of the spirit where destiny has been destroyed, if your destiny has been submitted to that department, I command right now that the hand of the Lord shall pull your destiny away in the name of Jesus Christ. My God and my Lord shall liberate you, shall liberate you, shall liberate you, shall liberate you, shall liberate you in the name of Jesus Christ. There is a conspiracy going on to steal your destiny. And I pray that every conspiracy going on against your destiny, oh, that conspiracy shall scatter. Oh, that conspiracy shall scatter in the name of Jesus Christ. Listen very well. These are the prayers we are going to pray. It must be prayed aggressively. It must be prayed with power. Makukra katalakata. Engo promosin to kwaya. Wera pasunteli kumbra muli kumbia mukada. Thank you, Father. Before we pray this prayer, get a bottle of oil. If you don't have a bottle of oil, get a bottle of water. I'm going to pray on them. Lord, I thank you because you answer me. Thank you because there's nothing you cannot do. Let this bottle of oil and this bottle of water become anointed. Become an instrument of your power. Become an instrument of deliverance. Let the power of the Holy Ghost, the power that changes things, let that power enter into this oil and enter into this water. Let the fire of deliverance enter into this oil and enter into this water. In Jesus' name we pray. Now, we are going to pray. I want you to pray very aggressively now. Pray more than the way you have been praying. Say, destiny killers are signed against my destiny. In the name of Jesus, destiny killers are signed against my destiny. In the name of Jesus, destiny killers are signed against my destiny. In Jesus' name, pray. Say, any good thing stolen from my life when I was a baby that has made my life empty, I recover you by fire. In the name of Jesus, any good thing stolen from my life when I was a baby that has made my life empty, I recover you, 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 I recover you. In Jesus' name we pray. Say, anointing that break the yoke, break my yoke. In the name of Jesus, anointing that break the yoke, break my yoke, break my yoke, break my yoke, break my yoke. Anointing that break the yoke, break my yoke, break my yoke. In Jesus' name we pray. Say, every arrow fired against my destiny, go back to your sender. In the name of Jesus, every arrow fired against my destiny, go back to your sender. Go back, go back, go back, go back, go back, go back, go back. In Jesus' name we pray. Take the oil and drink a little. If it's water, drink a little. And you say, I receive power to fight the strong man that is contending with me in the name of Jesus. I receive power to fight the strong man that is contending with me in the name of Jesus. I receive power to fight the strong man that is contending with me in Jesus' name. Pray now. You shout with power. Say, you strong man that was introduced into my life when I was a child, get out of my life in the name of Jesus. You strong man that was introduced to my life when I was a child, get out of my life in the name of Jesus. You strong man that what introduced my life when I was a child, get out of my life in Jesus' name we pray. That is it. Something is happening already. Oh yes, oh yes. Say, my Father, arise, contend with those contend with me in the name of Jesus. My Father, arise, contend with those contend with me in Jesus' name we pray. Anoint your head and say this prayer loud and clear. My destiny, arise today and begin to shine in the name of Jesus. My destiny, arise today and begin to shine in the name of Jesus. My destiny, arise and begin to shine in Jesus' name. Pray, say, evil cover over my head, clear away by fire in the name of Jesus. Evil cover over my head, clear away by fire, clear away by fire in Jesus' name. Pray, anoint your chest now. That is wonderful. Say, every satanic judgment against my destiny, in the name of Jesus. Every satanic judgment against my destiny, in the name of Jesus. Every satanic judgment against my destiny, are in Jesus' name, we pray. Say, you timetable of darkness for my life, catch fire in the name of Jesus. You timetable of darkness for my life, catch fire, catch fire, catch fire, catch fire in Jesus' mighty name, we pray. What a wonderful thing the Lord is doing there. I want you to anoint your stomach and say, my Father, touch my life with your fire in the name of Jesus. My Father, touch my life with your fire in the name of Jesus. My Father, touch my life with your fire. Touch my life with your fire. Touch my life with your fire. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Say, I command deliverance upon my destiny by fire in the name of Jesus. I command deliverance upon my destiny by fire in the name of Jesus. I command deliverance upon my destiny by fire in Jesus' name we pray. What a wonderful Father. Anoint your two hands. Father, I prophesy unto this hand. This hand shall prosper in Jesus' name we pray. Anoint your legs. I prophesy unto this leg. This leg shall prosper in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Heavenly Father. Now, it is time for you to pray these two prayers aggressively. Before I pray on your request, pray very well. Say, household wickedness, release my destiny in the name of Jesus. Household wickedness, release my destiny, release my destiny, release my destiny, release my destiny, release my destiny in Jesus' name. Pray, say, village wickedness, release my destiny in the name of Jesus. Village wickedness, release my destiny, release my destiny, release my destiny, release my destiny in Jesus' name. We pray, bring out your request. Heavenly Father, we pray that this request shall receive your touch. Heaven shall minister to this request, and there will be testimony. In Jesus' name we pray. I pray for as many people who have one need or the other. May the Lord touch your needs. Looking for the fruit of the womb, may the Lord bless you with twins. Looking for the fruit of the womb, may the Lord visit you. You have been praying to get settled down in marriage. May the Lord bless you with husband or wife that will take care of you in the name of Jesus Christ. You have some health challenges. I pray the power of God will rest upon you, and all challenges shall disappear in the name of Jesus Christ. You have financial challenges. Holy Ghost, visit them now and break this yoke in Jesus' name we pray. In case you want to get across to us, send information to our WhatsApp number 0802-336-9298. 0802-336-9298. I fellowship at Mountain of Fire Miracle Ministry, B1 Close, 7th Avenue, First Tech Town. And I remain your friend, Pastor Emmanuel Akinola. God bless you so much in Jesus' name. It is well with you. Enjoy yourself.